This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
Hallelujah. This morning, just briefly, we are just going to go straight into the Word of God. And I just want to talk to us briefly about finishing strong. Talk to somebody and say, finish strong. Praise God. And we're just going to look at just some few bullets that will help us in our goal, in our journey, within the context of God's plan and God's purpose and destiny for our lives. Praise the Lord. Finishing strong confers or implies that there is a journey. How many of us know that we're on a journey? We are on a journey to destiny. We are on a journey to fulfillment. God has an intelligent, didactic plan for every life. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for my life. Nobody here is here by accident. There is a divine purpose for our being here. Praise God. Even when people are conceived, as they say, illegitimately, as far as the will of God is concerned, nobody is here on accident. If you are here, it means God willed you to come, irrespective of how you came. Can somebody say amen to that? Amen. So the first thing about finishing strong is, first and foremost, you must have a vision. Everybody say, have a vision. Have a dream, have a goal. Vision is simply to have an insight into the plan of God for your life. It's to have an inkling into what God has for you. Praise God. We see that in the life of Joseph. And in the life of Joseph, what we noticed was that there was a particular time that he began to have dreams. He began to have dreams. And those dreams gave him an inkling or an insight into God's plan for his life. Praise the Lord. And you see, what happened with Joseph was the person that started the whole process was actually his father. What his father did, light is actually the compendium of different kinds of colors that make up one light. That make up what you call light. When you break it down in the laboratory, you're going to find about 8 different spectrum of light. So when the father put on him the coat of many colors, what he actually got in the realm of the spirit was an impartation of a prophetic anointing to take him to a realm where he could glimpse his destiny. So what he got in the natural was a coat. What he got in the spirit was a prophetic anointing that allowed him to see into the plan of God for him. And when you see into the plan of God for you, it changes everything. So much so that when his brothers took his coat of many colors from him, what they could not take from him was that prophetic anointing that God had imparted into his spirit. So they can take your garments, they can take your cars, they can take your bank account, they can take anything they can take from you. But guess what they cannot take? They cannot take, and the devil cannot take, that thing that God has imparted into your spirit, man. Because he hides it in a realm and he puts it in a dimension that the enemy cannot touch. Can somebody say the enemy cannot touch? The devil touched everything about Naomi. Took her husband, took her 2 sons, and she was seemingly left with nothing. But what the enemy did not know, that there was a particular woman, her daughter-in-law, that God has touched her heart to cleave to her. You see, but as far as Satan was concerned, he was done with her. And he thought nothing good can come out of this woman. And she also agreed. He said, don't call me Naomi, don't call me Mara. For I'm bitter now because everything has been taken. I'm talking to some people in church this morning that everything has been taken. Oh, but God kept a lady beside her. And that was said, I will not leave you. I will stay with you. You see, and God began the process. And by the time the process of God was done, the same Naomi began to nurse a baby that came through Boaz and that lady. And that child that came became the great, 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 great grandfather of Jesus Christ. How many of you know that by the time your story is over, it doesn't matter what the enemy has taken. What matters is what God has preserved. It's what God has left there. Hallelujah. Listen, Satan is a thief. You see, with Samson, he played with his anointing. Every mantle has conditions. So when God was going to put a mantle on him, he sent an angel to say, these are the conditions that will guard this mantle. Walk in purity. Walk in holiness. But we know what happened to our brother Samson. He lost it. And then they cut off his hair. And then when they took his hair, because he broke his Nazarene vow, they took his hair and they began to make him to play sport for them. Can you imagine how low he sunk? Because as far as the enemy was concerned, it was over for Samson. But you know what the scripture says? The Bible says, and his hair grew again. Please turn to somebody and say, your hair is going to grow again. His hair grew again. Now listen. Some men, their hair need to grow again. Hallelujah. Don't worry, the sisters cannot understand that dimension. Only some of us men who have been losing hair, we understand how it feels. Praise God. I want to ask us a question this morning. Why was it that when his hair grew, they didn't shave it or keep it shaving? How come that you took his hair, he lost his strength? Because if I was them, I will keep a permanent hair went, strength left. That guy will not have a strand on his head. I will ensure that nothing grows on that hair, on that head. But you know what they did? As far as the enemy was concerned, it was over. He thought it was over. They thought it was over. They wrote him off. The Bible says the stone which the builders rejected became the head of the corner. He said, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our sight. So they left the man and his hair began to grow. Then he prayed one more prayer. He said, Lord, you know, I love Samson. He is thinking architecture now. He said to the small boy, because he couldn't see, he said, take me to the pillars that holds this building. I want to touch the pillars. Because if I touch the pillars, I'll bring down the building. Listen. And in that particular episode, all the lords of the Philistines were there. There is a difference between when you kill a soldier and when you kill a general. Yeah, there's a big difference. You see, it takes 20, 30, 40 years to produce a single general. It takes 3 months to produce a soldier. Because you see, when you go talk about warfare, it is not the guys carrying guns that are the problem. It is the thinkers, the strategists. Those are the generals. On that particular day, the generals were in town. And they were in the building. They said, now we want to deal with this guy finally. But him, God also had a final plan. He said, so take me, let me touch the pillars. And then God positioned him in the pillar. He said, Lord, let me feel this thing one more time. This thing that was taken, let me feel that anointing. Because at this time, they were so confident, nothing good can come out of Samson again. He is finished. So God used that lie that they had against them. God needed to get you to that point so that all the people you thought that loved you will leave you. All those who were hanging around you for the wrong reasons. He had to allow you to look unsuccessful. He had to allow you to go through some things. He had to show you that. He had to allow you for a season to look a little ugly. Because until you look ugly, you don't know who your friends are. As long as you look good, everybody will be around you. And you cannot cut covenant with men that are superficial. We can't talk this morning. There is no time. Oh, my time is running. And I'm under authority. But I want to say to you this morning that Samson went to the pillars and he pushed. Talk to somebody and say, push. How many of you know there is a time to push? Any woman here who has given birth before? There is a time to push. There is a time you are counting the contractions. It's not the time to push yet. They say, hold your strength. Because there is a time you got to push. And you got to know the difference. When you need to hold it. And when you need to push. I believe we've come to that time where we need to push. So please turn to your neighbor and say, push. Put your hands together for Jesus.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. We encourage you to fellowship with us here at Salvation Center if you are in the San Antonio area. For more information, visit our website at www.rccgsanantonio.org.